Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is CLR. Hopefully everyone is having a great, great Monday. Wow, do we have a lot to get into today. Steph Curry woke up. So did the supporting cast of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's go play for Lord Stanley's Cup out there in Vegas. We have a choke job happening in Washington in the Capitol tonight. We'll find out. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, going up to Canada to play. How's that going to work out? Anything and everything is on the menu to talk about today. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. We are brought to you, as usual, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get on down and let them know the PLR from the Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. You also can become a club member, get you a humidor back, or get you a locker that backs up to the humidor. Never, ever worry about your sticks going bad. Come in, take them out, smoke one of your cigars while you watch very comfortably one of the many televisions they have on. I know they have the game on tonight. They'll have the game on tomorrow night. The college women's softball is on. Anything, any sports event you want to watch that's on, they'll have it. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. An exciting weekend. So much, so little time. I'm going to jump right into this. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. If you have any topics you want to talk about other than the ones that we discussed, please give a call and definitely, definitely entertain those as well. Got some breaking news. I'm trying to verify here, but it looks like Andre Iguodala is hurt. So he's going to be a game-time decision come Monday. That's what I'm hearing right now. More information as if it comes up before the show is over. But looks like Andre Iguodala is going to be a game-time decision on Game 4 for the Golden State Warriors. Like I said, call number 917-889-7828. All calls are received via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Cave Show. You with PLR. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou.
Lou, my man. What's up?
Yeah. So you said that Iguodala was injured, but did they say anything prior to how it happened, or has that not been clarified?
Nothing as of yet. It looks like it happened during the game, but not exactly sure where or when, and details are still just coming out right now.
Okay. This could be a problem. And Curry seems to be having a bit of a potty mouth.
Yeah, I love it when they catch athletes cursing with the camera, because they curse the entire game. Trevor Ariza called Draymond Green, and Cameron called it last night, the word itch. And you can pick the letter that comes in front of the word itch. So, exactly. So, they, NBA players, if you sit anywhere, you cover anything, and you're near courtside, their mouths are ridiculous. Football players, their mouths are ridiculous. Baseball players, their mouths are ridiculous. The only reason why you don't see it in baseball quite as much is because they don't really interact with each other that much in the in the open. If someone gets on base,
right,
that's the only time they actually have a chance to say something to someone else.
No, they just go out, get into a fight, have a bench clean brawl after that.
Exactly. So this is nothing new. This is nothing new at all.
Not at all. Hey,
but
I don't suppose
he did
you caught
wake up,
the Preakness the other day, though.
I did not catch the Preakness. You know what? I did hear that we are set up for a chance to win the Triple Crown, though.
Yes. I was covering it while the show was on Saturday night. Oh, boy. I mean, the track, though, was a mess. I mean, you know, it was mud, there was fog, rain, and, like, how does a jockey even see where he's even going in this? I mean, what a mess.
Well, considering the Kentucky Derby run was rainy and wet, maybe that's what it'll need for the Belmont to bring this thing
home. Yeah, but, I mean, there was no fog. I mean, this is you couldn't even see past, you know, about a half a mile.
That's interesting. That is, I would love to see it, but I love watching history made.
Oh, sure. Nothing like that.
Yeah, so this is what will make
the
Belmont.
Speaking of history, we had history made yesterday in hockey.
We did.
Golden Knights, first year.
I do believe
but you
call that one, my
but
friend.
You know what the Lightning coach said? Don't call this a Cinderella story. I mean, I think he also knew something, too, when they got here. And
well,
got this
you know what?
So far.
Everyone's going to play this down. No one's going to play it up. You know what I mean? If you're the Vegas coach, you have to say we're not a Cinderella story. This is what we expected. If you're the Tampa Bay Lightning coach or the Washington Capitals coach, you have to say, well, this is what we expected. No team is ever, you know, a surprise. Because if you're going to play them, you can't think that, you know what I mean? You can't think, well, we're going to – it's their story. It's their destiny to win it. So, and if you're Las Vegas, you got to think, well – hell, this is what we laced them up for all year. You know, we put these skates on it to come out here and compete and win.
Well,
so I can see
Coach
that.
Coach Cooper was saying something. Coach Cooper was making comments about that. It said that it all started with what I call the Big Three, meaning their owner, Bill Foley, GM, George McPhee, and Coach George Gallant. It's a success story, not a Cinderella story. He said they got an owner, an unreal GM, and an unreal GM. They got an unreal coach, and they all went to do their jobs.
Yep. Yep. You
when we put it like that,
masterful.
How can you miss?
Yeah, you summed it up masterfully. But it's fun to watch. It's cool to see.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean. But I guess I expected that too. Now, in the case of tonight's game, I know you guys sound crazy when you hear this, but for the Capitals tonight, I guarantee a win.
Okay. I don't think you're crazy.
Thank you. A lot of people do. Even my girlfriend thinks I'm crazy.
Well, maybe she's thinking that for other reasons.
I get the joke.
But I'm pumped.
But, yeah, right. I should have seen that one coming. But look, I mean,
yeah
Washington, I think Washington's got something. I think, you know, the way this series has been going, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they, when they do beat the Lightning tonight.
We shall see. We'll see how they react. We'll see how Vexen reacts. We'll see what kind of leader he is tonight. Because this is it. Backs are against the wall.
Yeah, well, that's when the backs are against the wall, that's when, you know, that's when the underdog comes out most and come out fighting.
Yep.
Especially in this situation.
Got all those cliches, we will find out tonight.
Well, it worked with Messier, right?
It did work for Messier, but we're also talking 24 years ago.
I know, but I heard it as it happened.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And
well,
that morning, before the game was out there, I was at the Meadowlands for my cousin's graduation. And, of course, the crowd was behind it. Our governor at the time was like, go Devils. The crowd was ready. But, like, I don't know. I don't think the Rangers are going to go down with this so easily as I thought that morning. And I was right. I didn't think that Messi was going to pull off a hat trick to do it, but holy mackerel. I mean, I left the graduation party. I come home. It's 2-1. I'm coming home. Third period is starting like, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. He did what he said he was going to do, and he's done it.
The NHL has to be very happy, though, because at least you have Vegas in there. So now, you know, behind the scenes, I'll never admit it, but you know they are waiting and hoping that Washington can pull this out, as opposed to having a Vegas-Tampa Bay series for television purposes.
You think, I get it. You think the Capitals will draw bigger rings than, say, Tampa?
Yes. Yes.
I would think you're right.
Even if
although,
it's just
the Lightning and, let me see, I think it was San Jose in their first year did reasonably well, too, if I recall.
Yeah, but regionally, Washington will blow out in viewership what Tampa would, because Tampa is not a hockey hotbed. So those that follow the team will watch. Those are maybe casual fans that say, hey, you know, it's our team on. Those people that all of a sudden that haven't watched a hockey game their whole life go out and buy a Tampa Lightning T-shirt and cap and all that and support. Yes, but if Washington gets in, not only are you going to have that whole D.C. area watching, but they are East Coast, and so you're going to have, you know, that whole side watching hockey because they are hockey people. So I just think the NHL is saying, please, Ovechkin,
what
find
is
a way.
Tampa, though? I mean, because, you know, they didn't really draw much of headlines when they went to the World Series, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays. So what do you think kind of a town Tampa Bay really is?
A town that likes sports, but they don't love it. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And so it's not a traditional baseball city. It's not a traditional football city. I mean, if you really want to get into sports in Florida, you have to either go to Tallahassee or Gainesville to really get into it. Miami loves their Dolphins.
Yes.
But they're a staple. They've been there forever, but just watch a Heat game. And they're not exactly the diehard killer fans. And same with the Marlins have screwed Miami fans.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can understand
them
not want to go watch them play. But Florida isn't exactly the hotbed, and Tampa definitely isn't either. I do want to ask you a question before I, you know, I have to jump. Johnny Manziel is going to start playing in the Canadian Football League. I think it's a very smart move. For a couple of different reasons. One, an NFL team is not going to give him a second chance or a third chance or whatever amount of chance he's on until they see he can actually play football. And by that, I mean, when he played in Cleveland, he self-admittedly said that he wasn't always prepared for games. He just kind of flew by the seat of his pants. There were times, obviously, he'd just come back from partying. He wasn't ready to play. So I don't think the NFL is going to doubt Johnny Manziel has talent. What I think they want to see from him is if he shows up to games prepared, if he studies a playbook, what kind of teammate is he? Has he really given up the partying? And you can only find that out, and I understand it's a Canadian league, but they're only going to find that out on the reports they get from the team that he plays with, because we already know he can sling the rock. That's not the issue. All those other things are the issue. So I think it's a smart move for him, personally.
Well, all I can say, this probably is, whoa, Canada. Oof.
Yeah, we'll find out. You know, it's the snake will always get shaken out of the tree. So we'll find out. If he's ready and he's matured and he's gotten help that he's needed, he'll be fine. He'll end up back in the NFL. But if he hasn't, and he's still – We'll find out one way or the other.
All right, Paul. On that note, the dinner bell is rung, so it's a good time to, you know, do what you gotta do, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do. So,
all right, my
tomorrow
friend.
Is working well. I'll be back Wednesday. I don't
Sounds
know because
good.
I don't know if I gotta do a post game because Detroit's playing early, so it's gonna be kind of like last minute.
Sounds good. We'll play it by ear.
Tuesday I'm good. Thursday I'm good. Friday I don't know. So we'll see.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you. Great friend of the program, my man, Lou. Love to hear from him. Couple things I do want to touch on. A lot of things are swirling here. And when I say here, I mean here in Phoenix, with the number one draft pick. I'm going to preach this until it actually happens. I do not want the Suns to take Luka Doncic. I'm being flat out, I'm being honest. I don't think he's what the Suns need. I think the Suns need a talented big man. I think there's a talented big man staring you right in your face. And I honestly think if they pass on it, it's going to long run be a very big mistake. And this is if they stick with the draft the way it is. I saw Luka Doncic play, and I've watched him a lot. And I've been watching the tapes, and I've been watching the video, and I watched this weekend, and I think he's a very, very good player. I really, truly do. But I don't think he's a player for this team because he doesn't give them the one glaring weakness that they can solve right away, and that's a big man with size, with talent. And they're not going to get that later in a draft. There's no way around it. I know there's a lot of people that have fallen in love with his ability to pass and see the floor and be a floor general, and he's only 19 and he can get better. But we need to back up. And unless you're a special player, you need that other person, and you need that size in your lineup. Ben Simmons is good. Ben Simmons, but he's not Ben Simmons as he wants to be. Magic, as good as Magic was, he still had a talented big guy. Now, obviously, Mike and MJ and LeBron are total different people, but I don't see Doncic being Michael or LeBron. I just don't see that. So if the Suns stick to the script and they draft and they pass on a big man that has incredible footwork, that can shoot, that can rebound, that can defend, that can do all those things that no one else on your team can do. And from mock drafts, looking a year ahead, no one coming out the following year will have the same skill set that DeAndre Ayton has. And even if they do, what are your chances at drafting number one to go and get that guy? So when the Suns say this is a can't-miss summer, I think that goes even deeper into who you select. You have to take this guy. Now, I understand what Ryan McDonough is doing. He's not showing his hand, and you don't want to show your hand. Now, I said before, you know, there's certain guys when they came out, Magic, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, these were no-brainers. As soon as you had the number one pick, you knew who was going to be drafted. You knew it. But to me, this one is the no-brainer. Now, Ryan McDonough said on a sports talk show last week, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, that they're willing to trade that number one pick. I could see that. But I don't think you traded for Kawhi Leonard. I don't think you traded for a three or a shooting guard with that or a three or a four. Unless that 4-5 slash person, it's Carl Anthony Towns, and those rumors are heating up with, you know, him wearing his buddy Devin Booker's jersey, putting it on Twitter, or he didn't put it on Twitter. It was on Twitter, and he liked it. I understand all that. So if you're going to make a trade and Carl Anthony Towns is in your sight, yeah, I would do that. Because you're still getting a really, really young player. If he's 22, 23, he's still going to play the NBA game. He's talented. He has size. He can play inside. He can play outside. He can defend. He can defend better. And he can be a better rim protector. But all that will come. He can step out and shoot. There's a lot of things. A lot of things that he can do and that he can do well. So I would do that. I would trade that pick because I'm looking to get a Carl Anthony Towns. Well, if I already have Carl Anthony Towns, I'll do it. And for the Suns, I think that's a win-win. But if you're Minnesota, why would you do that? Because Carl Anthony Towns don't get along well with your head coach. No one except Jimmy Butler gets along with him. Tibbs has one style of coaching. It's in your face, 25-8. It's nonstop. It's relentless. And that's why, as good of a coach as I think Tom Thibodeau is, I often wonder, will he ever win a title as a head coach? Just because players start to tune that out and you start to wear your welcome out. And we've seen some great coaches that have done so, so well, but after a while, players tune them out and they just don't want to hear it anymore. George Karl is one of them. He starts to grate on players' nerves after a while. Giles was one of those coaches. Starts to grate on players' nerves after a while. But in this trade, if it were to happen, believe me, it's not going to be Suns with a throw-in player and a draft pick for Karl-Anthony Towns straight up. Minnesota's going to want more back. Because if you now traded for Jimmy Butler and you have him sitting there, a seasoned veteran, who's really, really good, obviously, he didn't come there to start playing with a bunch of rookies. But we also hear Wiggins is not happy in Minnesota. Like I said, Tibbs, a hell of a coach. In Chicago, he just struck it good and got lucky that you draft a Jimmy Butler where you do, and he's a guy that's willing to work his ass off nonstop. And he feels that you gave him the shot that no one else gave him. He is loyal to you. Taj Gibson. You made Taj Gibson into a household name. Not an NBA superstar, but everyone knows who Taj Gibson is. Because he worked his ass off for you, there's a sense of loyalty. And you had a whole list of guys in Chicago when Tibbs was there that just worked their ass off. Luol Deng, Joakim Noah. And so he had the right situation of guys that just wanted to go to the wall nonstop and could put up with that in-your-face style of coaching. See, I don't think you have that in Minnesota. Karl-Anthony Towns don't want you in his face nonstop. Wiggins doesn't want you in his face nonstop. It's not that same situation. So I can see what Karl-Anthony Towns would want out. Playoff game tonight. Cleveland, Boston, game four. I've heard people say whoever wins this game wins the series. I can believe that. I really, truly can believe that. If Boston wins tonight, they put a stranglehold on this series. Now, obviously, if anyone in the NBA can come back from 3-1 down, it's a LeBron James-led team. But this isn't the same team that he had a couple years ago, partially because they're missing Kyrie Irving. Isn't it funny how Kyrie is still impacting the series and he's not even playing at all? It's not as much right now that Boston has Kyrie. It's the fact that Cleveland doesn't. If Cleveland had Kyrie Irving, a healthy Kyrie Irving playing for them right now, there's no way they're down 2-1 going into a must-win game four at home. There's absolutely no way. And if Boston had a healthy Kyrie, series is probably 3-0 or almost over. And that's knocking these other guys, but there's a certain amount of veteran leadership for a guy who's hit a game-winning shot in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, that certain comments that you're going to get from him that you're just not going to get from a lot of other people, especially young kids who are on the come-up. Now, I do love Terry Rozier, and he said they need to get their butt kicked, and it'll wake them up. Well, I hope you're awake tonight. And I love how he said we got to get going because we got our butts beat down right from the rip. And for those of you that never played playground ball, from the rip means from the beginning. And I love that. From the rip. I think Boston will be ready tonight. I think watching film was an easy, easy thing this last couple of days. Because it's not going to be hard for Brad Stevens to get their attention because you got your butt kicked by 30 points. we'll see what happens. We'll see what we'll be talking about tomorrow when it comes to this series. As our buddy Lou alluded to earlier, or he just said it, Steph Curry, potty mouth. Well, Steph dropped the "this is my beeping house." Because Steph got going. Steph had nothing for you in the first half, but he owns the third quarter, and he got going. You know what? You know, I know how it is. When Steph gets going, Steph gets going. He was shimmying and shaking, and I've heard people say they need to knock him on his butt when he gets in the lane. I say go for it. I love playoff basketball. I love the physicality of it. But remember, Steph can kill you from 30 feet out, and I absolutely loved what Golden State did by putting James Harden in the meat grinder. And now I'm going to say this, and I'm just being real with you. Steph Curry was not playing good defense in game one and two. He is not a good defender. But the one thing that he does is he has effort. When James Harden gets in one of these moods, funks, whatever, he has no effort on defense. He really doesn't. He turns his head. He missed the easiest backdoor cut. The 1-3 that Steph drilled from about 30 feet out practically, James Harden played defense on that one, and it was just better offense beating defense. But that's really it. So Golden State said, all right, so you want to go at Steph? Okay, fine. Let's go at Steph. Let's go at him. Make Steph work. But as my man said in Coming to America, aha, aha, they said, okay, so you want to go at our alpha. You know what? Okay. Aha. Rumor has it, James Harden can't play defense either. So we going to go at him. And that's exactly what they did. So now it's up to Houston to make adjustments. D'Antoni called his team soft. Then this morning he changed up and said all the pressure's on Golden State. I call BS, all the pressure's on Houston, because they know if they go down 3-1 to Golden State, there is no coming back. It is a wrap. But we'll see that tomorrow. We'll discuss that game more tomorrow. As you said, more news coming out. Didn't get any updates sent to me about Andre Iguodala and his game time decision for game four. So as of now, there is nothing else. Real quick, I want to touch on the D-backs. D-backs, in 10 seconds or less, you got to make another move. You got to get a bat. You got to get a bat. Their belly scoring any runs at all. You got to go get a bat. Manny Machado. All the confidence in the world, the D-backs will make this happen. Even though this terrible losing streak is going on, they're still holding on to their division lead by a string. Make sure you follow us on social media. At the Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, The Cave Zones with the K. You can also get us at sportscave.com, The Cave Zones with the K. Look out for our newsletter. Comes out every weekend. Kind of gives you a synopsis of what happened during the week, but you get caught up on everything. You get me directly at PLR Sports on Twitter. Not always sports, y'all. Anyway, until tomorrow, thank you for listening. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. All calls are made always on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Until tomorrow, everyone, take care. Have a good rest of your Monday. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Take care.